You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm tired as shit.
Did you just get back from work?
Nah, I went to see Street Fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did a live show here tonight.
Cool. Did they record it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think they did, because they've just been doing, like, kind of a tour, but...
Okay.
It was really good.
I only catch, like, every second or third one of their shows, because they run so long, and, like, yeah. I'm not a Patreon or whatever, but when I see it come up in my feed, I'll let it play through, so I don't catch them all. But yeah, I know they have done live shows in the past, like for the recording or whatever. But yeah,
I'll say I'm obviously a very bad podcaster because I don't listen to any other podcasts. So I've been in the group and like shoot the shit with a lot of the people, but like I haven't actually listened to the podcast. So this is like my first. Okay. Experience with it.
Yeah.
And it won me over, so I'm gonna listen to the podcast now.
Yeah, they're
I feel like an asshole saying that, but
they're good dudes. It's probably a good thing you don't listen to other podcasts, because I listened to the Main Toilet of Hell show today.
They're talking shit, weren't
they? Yeah, they're talking shit. They're trying to start beef, I think. With our show, they've obviously ran out of, they haven't had a feud for a while. That's the only way they can, they're just like, they're scene bullies. They're podcast scene bullies, Joe and
Goddamn.
Jordan.
Yeah, they're the podcast Todd Jones.
So, we should just like, we're above that though. We don't need, you know. Silly feuds or like, you know, in scare quotes, content or interviews or, you know.
We've got Mortal Kombat and accents, okay?
Yeah, they're just That's jealous.
You.
They're jealous of our international flavor and the way that we can just talk shit for fucking 40 minutes or so and have zero fucking content or direction.
They're mad that you put on all these sweet Australian phrases and slang.
I've been lacking in that. I had the lightning through a wet dog one, I remember, and then maybe one or two others, but I feel like I've been lacking in the Bogan vernacular. Because honestly, you got to spend most of your life...
It just needs to slip out. So it's just like...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then treat it like it's normal. Like, oh, you don't say that there. That really weird thing that everyone says here.
I don't know what the rock spider is.
Yeah. You spend most of your life, like, if you're me, trying to repress it. So, because being proud of your culture is weird to me. So,
every time I'm dumb shit like that, and it's apparently like exclusive to Texas or just like the South. Like we say, fixin' to, whenever you're about to do something. Say you're fixin' to do it.
Yeah.
So there'll be people from up north that are like, "What?
Yeah. What
are you saying?
What are you fixing?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that weird too. Like, I've heard Seppos say that a lot. I'm fixing to do that. There's lots of things that you guys say that I'm like, yeah, alright, whatever. I don't know.
I'm trying to fix my brain. to do it. Because I've got a dumb brain that doesn't want to do it.
Dumb brains are something we can all relate to. This week we've got a few tracks to play. I don't think there were that many this week. Like, normally we're like 5 or 6 tracks and we've got to cut a few. I know.
I know we have a list, but if you want to get a little spicy, unlike that other podcast, the new Titan Blood dropped today. We can throw a little Titan Blood at them too. Toss that in there.
Yeah, we'll see.
This Titan Blood that neither of us have ever listened to.
aren't they sketch? I thought that was sketch.
Are they? I have no idea. I've heard one Titan Blood song in my life, but
I've heard the
everyone last album. Losing their minds for them all the time.
Yeah, I thought that was sketch, but maybe I'm wrong. I think because they're like warish metal, I just like immediately assume the worst.
That's fair. But, in my opinion, that's
fair. I'll be happy to be wrong because I'd like to check out the new one. We got the promo for it. I think the album's out though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. One we haven't got at the other end of the spectrum, a band who are good politically, definitely. Dawn Raid. That's a promo that we haven't got yet. I'm not sure why, but they put out a track like 3 or 4 weeks ago and we were going to play one, and then when I went to like investigate, it was like a weird 1 minute ambient intro with like talking or something over it, and I'm like, "What? Why would you release this as your only first track of the record?" Like, so I kind of forgot about it for a bit and checked it back this week, and there's 3 tracks up now, so maybe we missed one or something. But
I had no idea they put that many tracks up, so I never listened to their first album, but you know, I've obviously seen it talked about a lot, and yeah. The new one coming out, I was like, okay, cool, I'll check out a track. And they had just released the music video, which is like super goofy, but you know, tongue in cheek of them just playing in front of like a fuckedated castle, whatever. And it was really cool, like, hey, kind of lo-fi, you know, black metal with some foxy shit in the middle. And I was like, that's cool, I'll check that out. And then you messaged me like, yeah, they've got like 3 or 4 songs out already. Yeah. I was like, what? Where have I been?
I didn't know much about them, but I listened to their last album when it came out, like around release. And I had no idea like of their, you know, anti-fascist stance or whatever. I didn't know that they were part of, you know, the whatever fucking vanguard of, you know, Antifa black metal or red and black metal, but I thought the album was pretty cool, and then when I found out that they were, you know, politically not scumbags, I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's probably worthwhile to give them a bit more of a shot. Listened to the last album again a few times, I was like, yeah, this is all right. The new one is more, as far as I can tell, it's more like, yeah, of what you were talking about, like that medieval castle core. Like, I don't know if it's just seeing the like the mental association and power of suggestion of seeing the stone tower on the cover, but like as soon as I heard the melodies on the track we're going to play, I thought this sounds more like Darkenhold and that sort of stuff. Like, I'm not too, I can't, like, I've got a shit memory, but I'm also not overly familiar, but I feel like the vocals are more distinctive on this one. My memory sucks, but yeah, I could just go back and listen to the,
got that bad brain. Those brain worms. I could
just go back and listen to it, but you know, it's too much other shit to listen to.
Nah, fuck that.
So yeah, this one's going to be out on Prosthetic on the 25th of October. The track we're going to play is called To All, To All, To All, exclamation point. So you know that they mean business.
You gotta shout it.
So yeah, we'll play that now.
Oh!
I don't know what their name means. What is their name? What's Dawn Raid? Like, I'm not well read, but it's probably a literary reference.
It was, if I remember correctly, it is part of a like anti-fascist poem.
Right. Okay. Because yeah, if you said Dawn Raid to someone out loud, they would think you meant R-A-I-D. But because you know we're we live online rather than like metalhead groups seem to live online rather than in reality anymore because everyone's so fucking alienated and distanced.
Fuck the real world. It's scary out there. I don't like there are people. They expect me to bathe.
Yep, and wear shoes.
Barefoot is legal. All right.
Did they say that at Street Fight? Because they're big proponents of barefoot is legal.
Brett started the show off by taking his shoes and socks off, and we all chanted barefoot is legal.
Yeah, that rules. what do we got next? Did you get a chance to check out this Nephilim's noose?
I did.
Yeah.
That's a cool fucking name.
Yeah. So this is like your, what, like, not cavernous, I suppose it probably fits into that vibe of cavernous sort of death doom, like your spectral voice type, void rot type sound. They're from Medicine Hat, Alberta in Canada, which is, I'm like, what the fuck is Medicine Hat? I need someone from Canada write in and tell us why that town is called that. Give us a funny backstory.
Like, I hope that's where they invented, obviously, the medicine hat. They're just like, we're just going to jam, like, a whole bunch of cocaine in this fucking hat and put it on sick people and hope it works.
Yeah, it's literally just the hat with two beer cans on the side. They're like, yeah, this is medicine. Maybe it's like, it sounds like something from, like, a Mario-type game where, you know, you put on the, or Alex Kidd, you put on the medicine hat and it revives your player. I've run out of medicine hats and I've got no more continues. Insert
everyone choose your class. I'm medicine hat. All right, I'm attack glove. Defender boot.
I like those. Yeah, that's a meme that I think should come back more often. They seem to sporadically come back. The choose your class meme, and it has like the six different characters, like. It's typically like a little animal, and there's six different versions. It's like Paladin, and I love those. I don't even know what game it's referencing, but that shit cracks me up. The cover for this, I don't know if it's just me, but it looks like a playing card, and it reminded me of Svarti Douthi's last, you know, that Untitled EP they put out, the two-track thing that has like the fucked-up looking king on it. It's like a cool idea for it. Easy, like, theme for your album cover, guys, is to do, like, a cool-ass playing card, like, reversible thing. Doesn't matter if you see these upside down in your collection, you can see it.
You could do 52 albums before you run out of ideas.
Yeah, that, Buckethead, I'm sure he's done that. What's the, what's that black metal dude who just, like, records an album every fucking week? Fuck, we get promos fairly often. And
all of them?
Yeah, I just sent them all to the Bear God because he liked one of their records, or one of that dude's records, so just like auto-forward to him. So yeah, this Nephilim's Noose EP or album or whatever is called Rites of a Death Merchant. It came out like last week and pretty sure it's Name Your Price. A lot of people have been picking it up already. I did my tried and tested rule of once I've seen it posted three times, I'm like, okay, I have to check it out now. I'm not gonna ignore it. Fucking, you know. And yeah, it's simplistic. They're simplistic riffing ideas, but like, I think because they nail the tone so convincingly that it makes it all, it works. You know what I mean? There's nothing incredibly singular or whatever about the specific riffs, but if you can pull off that disembowelment sound, you know, you've won over people immediately. So
yeah,
each track has got that weird, like, it's like they're split in half or something. All the tracks have like the double backslash in the middle. It's like, so this track we're going to play is called Execution, resolution. Yeah, they've all got names like that, and a lot of them seem to sort of break down in the middle. So whether they went fuck having an interlude or a track that someone's going to skip, we'll do 3 minutes of ambient stuff at the end of this one and make it one track, or yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I went back and I listened to that Ensnared album that came out a couple years ago.
Yep.
Disangelium, I think.
Yep.
And half the fucking album is interludes. And I was like, ah, fuck, I forgot. That bugs the piss out of me.
Imagine, it must fuck up people who, I know some people use random, like they'll put their playlists library in on random, just chuck a bunch of albums on a playlist and hit random, and like, it must be fucking annoying when it just comes up with like a 30 second interlude that's like an interstitial track on an album, and it's like in the context of something completely different. It'd fucking annoy me. Like, I don't use random, so I don't have that problem, but I feel like that's like enough dissuasion not to do it.
Well, it's like on Spotify, like, you know, I've got artist radio stations or whatever, Blood Incantation station, yeah. And it never plays the like long songs. It doesn't play Vitrification of Blood 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. Sticks with the like 5 minute ones. So the two I always hear are Chaoplasm and then Meticulous Soul Devourment, which is just like a 4 minute acoustic interlude track.
I don't want to throw shade on a company, you know, a good benevolent company like Spotify, but I'm sure that that is part of their algorithm that plays shorter tracks more often than longer tracks, because they have ads, right? So if they can get 3 tracks done and chuck an ad in, they're making more cash.
I wonder what it would do if I decided to just like make a mournful congregation radio station.
It would ban you.
Yes, get the fuck out.
Yeah, all of a sudden Mournful Congregation and Evoken are like taken out of the Spotify fucking database. We don't know why. We can't work it out, but they really, really love fucking you know, The Kill or like some grind bands. Always seem to be playing Napalm Death. What's going on? So this is, yeah, what, 5-6 minutes or something of some kick-ass fucking death doom from Canada.
Push it for Spotify.
I miss out on everything to do with Spotify. I miss out on, because I don't use it, and people are like, oh, what should I put on my Spotify playlist, and put up a thread, and people are chucking stuff up there, and I'll either not engage or add something and be like, no, that's not Spotify. I was like, oh, I don't care, sucked in. Fuck it. Buy the album, piece of shit. This is Name Your Price, so you don't even, yeah, just go chuck them a dollar. That's all I could afford. I'm fucking broke. I've been buying DVDs and shit, and I've finished my holiday money, so I'm like, I want to play this on the show. They didn't send us a promo. I chuck them a dollar just so it's there, and I can, you know. So you feel like a scumbag, but yeah, sometimes you got to do it. We'll be right back. Alright, that was Nephilim's Noose with execution slash slash resolution. I wonder if that's like a... supposed to do like an echo. We should do an echo for that.
And do like a... like a wind swoosh.
The sound effects are fucking annoying to put, like, when I have to edit these. Like, I like doing it because it's fun, but if I don't have to do it, I'm not going to. So, yeah, it's much better if you can just go swoosh, swoosh.
We need to invest in a soundboard. Or I can just do all the sounds. Either way, I don't care. We could
employ someone to do that.
There we go. Now you're thinking. That's how we'll bury the other podcast. Oh,
look.
With Spesh, who just do sounds.
What'd you say? Cut it out for a sec. Spend money and get someone to do sounds.
Oh, we'll bury them by just getting special guests that just do sounds.
We'll get the guy from...
We get the dude from Police Academy.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Reep, reep.
Apparently there's some video where he does, like, Star Wars. He does, like, everything in... like, they put it on the screen and turn the sound off. And he does all the sound effects as they happen for, like, a section of the movie. But... he doesn't do the voices because, like, he can't do voices apparently. He can do every noise of everything on earth, but as soon as he has to imitate a voice, he can't do it, or he doesn't try or something.
I mean, he's the best part of Spaceballs. Sleeps in the Creeps.
I haven't seen that for years. I didn't really like it. That's like heretical, but yeah, I don't care.
Blasphemous. The Schwartz not with you.
What have you been watching lately? A lot of horror for your October.
I actually just restarted watching Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
Which
is that a TV show?
Like, I made it two or three episodes in.
Okay. Yeah.
It was on HBO in the early 90s to like mid 90s.
Yep.
And I mean, it was like a big deal. Like, they had Robert Zemeckis directing like the first couple episodes, and
did you say the one who directed Castaway? Is that
maybe he did Back to the Future?
I feel like I read his name recently for no other reason than I watched something with that he made, and that's all I can think of.
I started season two, and I forgot Arnold, like, makes a cameo in season two.
Oh, really?
But, like, not the actual story. He shows up at the start to, like, talk shit to the Crypt Keeper, and then just, like, disappears.
What? They couldn't afford him for more?
I mean, I bet they could, because it was HBO, and I mean, even back then, HBO had, you know, stupid money to throw away.
Subscriber money.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was back when they were home box office.
Yeah, see, that's another thing that's not a thing here either, HBO. I only started knowing about it through,
everyone complained about Game of Thrones.
Nah, pirating Curb Your Enthusiasm like 10 years ago, and when you pirate it, it still has the HBO thing on there, like when you get a torrent or whatever. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Psht, and I just associated that intro with Curb, because whenever my wife would watch Game of Thrones or something and that would come on and it didn't get followed up with the bomp, 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 I'd be like, what's going on? This is wrong. This is all wrong. Where's Larry?
The hell is this?
Yeah. Next, we've got a track, Jade. So this is a band that I was not familiar with prior to this. Smoking Mirror EP, which came out last week, I think, through Pulverized Records.
Yeah, it looks like they released it last year, like, super limited cassette, and now they're reissuing it with new art by Adam Burke.
Yeah.
On like LP and stuff.
Right, okay. Yeah, like I saw a couple of people post it and went back, searched through. I was like, oh yeah, we did get that promo. I sent it to someone. That's how much attention I can pay to each release that comes through the fucking email box. Like, I miss most of them anyway, but even the ones I send, I can't keep track of.
So. I mean, when you're drowning in 1,000 bedroom black metal releases.
Yeah, and someone must have signed us up to some weird shit, because we're getting, like, just stuff that's not even close to being affiliated with metal. No one we've ever had write for us is interested in it. It's just like a random pop folk singer from Wales. It's like, what? Why are you sending? What the fuck is going on? And there's lots of them. This isn't. I'm not sure where they're from, actually. Probably should have looked that up. But they define themselves as atmospheric death metal, which I found interesting.
Metallum had them listed as international.
Okay, so yeah.
I think it's a couple country split. I cannot recall off the top of my head.
It's probably just like three dudes from the US and one person from Belgium who played one note of bass, and they're like, yeah, we're international.
Pool core. It is Germany and Spain.
Okay. They've described themselves as atmospheric death metal, and I don't know what else like to call it. It is death metal, and it's got a bit of trad doom sort of stuff going on, and yeah, it's an interesting mix. The vocals, they've got like that, not all the time, but every now and then they have like that deranged prophet sort of yelling, like it's like a dude yelling proclamations into a gathering of fucking peasantry in a valley type vibe, like that stuff that the dude from Bolzer does. Like that talking, but yeah, it's an interesting conglomerate of sounds. I didn't mind it.
I want more stuff like that, where it's just like weird, deranged, clean stuff, yeah. Like that, or like Time Ghoul, where they're just clean, weird chants.
Yeah.
Give me strange shit like that. That whips ass.
Yeah, do more weird shit, bands. Take more drugs and do some more weird shit. Get weird with it.
Fuck yeah. Get you some mushrooms.
So the track we're going to play, I had a hard time picking which track we should play, but I think we would just play the one that comes up first when you hit on Bandcamp, Dead Stone Mask. It's the second track from the album. It's got a pretty catchy, still like kicks off with a pretty catchy lead sort of motif. Yeah, so this one's out now, and this is Jade.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this this one popped up on my YouTube recommendations or whatever. I was like, that's pretty cool, like, cover art. And it didn't immediately strike me as, like, Adam Burke.
Yeah, same.
I hit play, and I was like, this is really cool. And then, like, 30 minutes later, I saw one of the toilet guys had posted it, like, I'm obsessed with this. This whips ass. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Like,
same one.
Someone else has seen this.
That happened to me yesterday. Someone posted in the group about, like, some weird black metal thing they were interested in. And I went searching through the Gmail mailbox to find an old promo that we got sent. And it was for, like, a Sherlock Holmes audio book, but, like, metal somehow. Like, someone read it. And it had been released on, like, LP or CD or something for the Hound of the Baskervilles. And I just remember the cover distinctly because it was, like, very similar to this Jade album, just with, like, a deranged dog's head on it. And then I was scrolling down reading about it to see, get some info, and it's, like, cover art by Adam Burke. I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense now. Like, similar to this. Like, you just...
Yeah.
You're so used to seeing his big landscapes and stuff that it's almost odd seeing him do something different. But when you look at the actual style, like, of it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's
minimalist.
Definitely... Yeah.
Like... just a dog on, like, a blank wings.
I'm extremely not, like, cogent enough to fucking describe the art, but, like, the brush strokes and stuff and, like, the way he blends the colors makes it, it's a definite style of his. Like, even, yeah, comparing the smaller sort of focused work to, like, those big fucking spacey landscapes, or, like, what he's doing currently with all the waterfalls and shit.
Yeah.
It's like you can see a distinctive style sort of emerge out of it.
It's very cool because there's no, like, you know, hard defined lines, so it gives it all a very ethereal kind of look.
It's very, like, that 1500s, 1600s type stuff where it, like, looks a bit messy, but it gives it, like, a dreamlike, yeah, like, if you've taken psychedelics, you know that that's what shit looks like. That shit looks awesome when you're fucked up. Yeah, concentric patterns and stuff look great as well, but, like, big swirling things really fucking stand out and are mesmerizing. That makes me want to eat shit and look at Adam Burke paintings now. We've got one last track for the week. It's a noise rock track from a band called Bummer. People who have been around the toilet for a long time, like 5 years, will know that they won. They'll remember them because they won their state for the best unsigned band. Yeah,
best unsigned.
Yeah,
I really dug that demo EP, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Or whenever we were going through that contest, I was like, oh shit, this rules. Like, I'm not a huge noise rock person by any means. It's
I can't remember.
Like, Couch Slut Buildings is about it.
Yeah, I can't remember if we covered the follow-up or something, but I think there's been another album in between. But one of the early toilet dudes who's been, like, he got into them pretty heavy, he posted it the other day. I was like, oh, it's good to know they're still around. I liked, like you said, yeah. I liked that one that we had in the comp. They definitely stood out. Were they fucking Oklahoma or Kansas or something? There's some Midwestern type state, I think.
I think it was Kansas. Kansas sounds right.
Some shithole state.
Yeah, KC.
Sorry, Kansas. I tried your barbecue sauce the other day, or like a fake Australian company making a equivalent knockoff version of it, and that was pretty good. I liked it. I need to adjust my shitty barbecue sauce a rating.
Good.
Yeah.
As long as we're taking out Tennessee. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, this track is from an upcoming EP called Thanks for Nothing. Comes out on the 1st of November through Learning Curve Records. The track's called Second Chimes, but then in brackets it has, like, Terrence Howard War Machine. Is that a Iron Man reference?
It is.
What's the go there? You probably know more.
I have no idea, honestly.
I know he was in the first Iron Man, because that's one of the ones that, like, I've seen more than once. And then they, like, they shafted him or something.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
He wanted or something. They're like, no, you're War Machine, okay? You're not Iron Man. We're not giving you that much money. And he went off, and I don't know what he did.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe people can work that out.
Fuck. Yeah, it said reconnecting.
Yeah.
And then there's just like...
Yeah, it just skipped as well. Weird. It's like every now and then your audio skips. It's fucking probably my shit internet. I'll have to download this one from shooting. I think that fucking promo, like, we kind of gave them a bit of exposure when they had none.
We're trying to help.
Yeah, we tried, guys, and frankly, you're not helping out. Did you have any last threats that you wanted to send Joe before we go? Send to Jordan.
On my other podcast this week, I already threatened to shit on his floor. So I'd just like to reiterate that the next time I'm there, I'm absolutely shitting on his floor.
Yes. Or just let his dog shit on the floor.
Actually, I'm gonna upgrade it to carpet now. I'm gonna shit on his carpet and I'm gonna stomp it in.
Just wait for his dogs or his chickens or his cats to shit on the floor, and then you take credit for it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just let the chickens loose in the house and let them shit on everything. I'll let them take care of everything else, and I'm gonna shit in the shower. And I'm gonna try and waffle stomp it, clog up the shower drain.
Oh, you heard it here first. here's Bummer with some Terrence Howard shit.
Is that somehow the first time we've mentioned waffle stomping on this podcast?
Probably. I'm pretty sure we've talked about pissing in the sink and... actually, no, I think I've mentioned shitting in the shower, probably. I've definitely done it, not by choice.
Did you have to waffle stomp it?
No, it was flowing. It was free flowing.
Well, that's good for you, I guess.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. All right. I gotta go cook dinner now.
All right. Take it easy, man.
All right, see ya. I legitimately do have to cook dinner. That's not going to be in my mind.